And we welcome you back courtside at the Multipurpose Activity Center, where Monmouth is trailing Mississippi Valley State at halftime, 39-31. And while we have a minute, we're going to do scores and stats, but what we're going to do is divert ourselves very quickly. And before I get to our halftime interview, I should may as well do the Asbury Park Press read. And we want to remind you, for all things Jersey Shore, subscribe to the APP by visiting app.com/subscribe. As we now welcome in Monmouth beat writer for this season, first time in the duty, but not the first time here at halftime, as we welcome in our good friend Josh Newman. Josh, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How was Thanksgiving? All good?
It was great. Thank you.
And I'll tell you, I love this time of year. I'm a little sluggish today, but we know that.
I think we all are.
All right, good. As long as it's just not me.
No question.
I can kind of realize that. As we saw kind of appropriately a first half in which my broadcast partner, Steve Bazzaz, called Monmouth's play sluggish for stretches. What was your take on that first 20 minutes?
I would probably agree with, you know, with you and Steve. They did look a little sluggish, especially on offense. I feel like the offense the last, you know, two or two and a half games, maybe a little disjointed, you know, as they get over the half court, trying to get into their offense. And I don't know. They haven't really pulled it all together offensively in about a week or so.
Yeah, and we were talking off air, and I really want you to share with the people what you just told me, and I'm sure it's, you know, something that's going to find its way into either an article or your blog on the Hawks Nest, but Monmouth hasn't led a basketball game in quite a long time.
You know, they led St. John's 40-38 with about 14 minutes to go in the game a week ago tonight. They lost that game. They never led a Penn State on Tuesday. They have not led in this game tonight. And, I mean, there's something to be said, you know, playing St. John's and Penn State, but it's an interesting stat. I mean, they have not led, and they have not really gotten over the hump in any of the last two and a half games. So, you know, they're down 8 points here. We'll see if they can finally get over that hump tonight.
And the biggest concern, I think, is, and we've talked about it, you and I have spoken, Steve and I mentioned it on the air, Monmouth's murderer's row, if you will, lineup a year ago was better than it was this year as far as going to Syracuse and Notre Dame and Maryland. But these three teams that Monmouth just played, nothing to sneeze at in Seton Hall, St. John's, Penn State. So then you come into this game and you figure, all right, we're back into kind of 50-50 competition. But as we were saying before we went on the air, we know nothing about this Mississippi Valley State team because all they've done is play high major teams.
It's almost impossible to get a gauge on this team. I mean, they've lost to, you know, Georgia Tech and Ole Miss by large margins. And their one win, as we were saying, the one win is by 60 against Champions Baptist. Now, I consider myself a pretty knowledgeable basketball person. I had never heard of Champions Baptist. The only thing
I'm going to join you. Neither have I.
Right? Okay. So the only thing I could find on Champions Baptist is that they were not NCAA affiliated, and that's all you really need to know about that. So this Mississippi Valley State team, tough to get a gauge on. They lost to five high majors, and they beat a team that nobody really heard of. So it was kind of the unknown coming into this game. I mean, you know, but you look at them, they're small, but their guards are shifty. And, you know, they're not shooting well from three. They're 6 of 16. But a few of those six were really timely when Monmouth had it down to 2 points or 4 points. And MDSU just came back with a three just to keep Monmouth at arm's length there for a while.
Speaking with our good friend Josh Newman here at halftime, as Monmouth trails Mississippi Valley State 39-31. And I think one of the things that, Josh, we have been kind of surprised with is how freewheeling Mississippi Valley State plays. I mean, I didn't play much. I played in high school. Steve played here at Monmouth. I would have loved to play for Chico Potts if I was a player, because it looks as though it's just run and gun, get up and down the floor.
You're absolutely right. They're trying to run, go up and down. You know, they're driving and kicking, and they're shooting at will. You know, they don't really have much of a conscience. If you're taking 39 field goal attempts in 20 minutes, that's a lot all by itself. But if you're taking 16 three-point attempts in 20 minutes, that's a sure sign that you're just going up and down, freewheeling, just trying to do whatever you can.
And with Monmouth trailing by 8, Josh, and we'll get you out of here on this question, for the second 20 minutes of basketball, either is there a Monmouth player that you're looking at to maybe turn around this half, as they were led by Deion Jones, who had 11 in that first half? Is there a player or maybe something you want to see Coach Rice do in order to get them back into this game? We know King loves to run, but is that maybe prudent against a team that you kind of play right into their hands if you do that?
I don't know if there's any one player, but I mean, Deion Jones, Andrew Nicholas, and Josh James have 27 of their 31 points. I mean, I'm pretty sure that if you're going to win this ball game, you're going to need more than those three to step up. And that is the bulk of your offense. is James Nicholas and Deion Jones, but you're going to need more than those three. You're going to need something from somebody else if you're going to win this game.
And we may need to look at another player that averages double figures, but only had four in that first half, and maybe it's Justin Robinson, but he looks to be kind of bothered by the either length or tenacity, one of the two, of these Delta Devil guards.
And it's funny you say that, because I was saying the other day, I think it was to you over at Penn State, that it's kind of hard now to hide Justin Robinson, because, you know, he's 5'8" and he's a tough kid, but when you're 5'8", you're going to have problems with, you know, lanky, more athletic guards. He had problems at St. John's, he had a little bit of a problem at Penn State, and, you know, this is a step down here with this MBSU team, but again, you know, shifty, athletic, long guards, and they're giving him trouble.
And we'll see if Monmouth can dead into this 8-point Mississippi Valley State lead in the second half. I want to thank our friend Josh Newman joining us here at halftime. I appreciate the time, sir.
Thank you, Eddie.
Check out Josh's column tomorrow in the Asbury Park Press, and more immediately, check him out on the Hawks Nest blog tonight on APP.com, as we'll take a 2-minute timeout here. When we come back, we'll give you first half statistics as well as a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, with Monmouth trailing Mississippi Valley State at halftime 39-31. Ray, we step out for 2 minutes here on the Shore Sports Network.